Leviticus chapter 15. Well, here we've got some really detailed laws about how people should behave concerning very private bodily discharges. And I think the point is, overall, that God is involved in your most intimate private life, in the most intimate functioning of your body. So if a man had a discharge from his body of some sort, then he was unclean, and whoever touched him was made unclean, and whatever saddle he sits on must be unclean. Whoever touches anything that was beneath him, that was under him, shall be unclean until the evening. And he who carries those things shall wash his clothes, bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And the earthen vessel, which he who has the discharge touches, shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water, and he shall be unclean for 7 days. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and come before Yahweh and give them to the priest, and the priest shall offer them. If a man has an emission of semen, then he shall bathe his flesh and be unclean until the evening, and every garment whereon the semen is shall be washed with water and be unclean until the evening. If a man lies with a woman and there is an emission of semen, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the evening. Well, the obvious question on a practical level is, well, yeah, that all depended on whether the man and the woman actually openly told everybody that I'm unclean. Hey, don't touch me. Hey, I just sat on that saddle. Don't touch that. And all the inconvenience of having to be unclean and breaking any vessel any earthen vessel that they come into contact with and all that. So I think this was purposeful to show that, look, in your most intimate life, although you might think you can get away with it by thinking, I'm not going to tell anybody, I don't want to go through all the rigmarole of being unclean and getting other people unclean, God knows. I think that's the point. If a woman has a discharge of blood, she shall be in her impurity 7 days, and whoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening. Whatever she lies on shall be unclean. Whatever she sits on will be unclean. Whoever touches her bed will wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. Well, I think that all this was to teach Israel that I am involved in your most intimate private stuff. And we might like to think that religion is about going to church every now and again. And of course, it's a good thing to go to church and to belong to a community. The downside of it is that it all becomes a question of being seen externally, whereas God is interested in the heart. And of course, our devotion to God is 24/7. It's every minute and every hour of the day. God is involved in the bedroom, in private life, in what happens to you at night, whether you've got a period if you're a woman, or whether there's been a semen emitted if you're a man. God is involved in those things as well. Now, the tendency would be to think, oh, look, making everybody unclean, and I just saw the disruption of family life if a woman had children. Oh, well, I can't be around the kids very much. Oh, the husband's going to have to look after the kids for these 7 days because I've got my period, or all those sorts of things. Tendency would be to skip this. But I think that God was using these laws to try to get people to realize that he was in their most private life, and to be honest with others so as not to make them unclean. So then, I think also it all had a practical meaning, that the woman who was having her period, who inevitably would have found a certain amount of distress and tension and etc. at that time, she could be free a bit from other people around her, and so that she maybe didn't have to look after the kids around that time. And it's amazing that the God who is so far away in one sense, knows so fully our setup down here on Earth, our feelings, the most intimate things that are going on within our own bodies and in the darkness of our own beds at night. God knows, and he is sensitive to that, and he wants his principles to come into those private and intimate aspects of life.